Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Chicago's exotic pet vet, Dr. Dana Varbel, on the show. She's the chief veterinary officer for the North American Veterinary Community. How are you today?
I'm great. I love that song on a Friday afternoon. Good.
Me
on.
Too. And I, whenever Colin plays it, I always think, oh my gosh, I got to remember to play that whole thing in its entirety this weekend and give it a listen. And then the weekend arrives and, you know, I forget. Can we talk about cannabis poisoning? That seems to be on the rise. Now, I think cats are more discerning, but dogs, you know, they'll eat anything. And not only are they eating gummies, they're eating any kind of weed product that is left behind, even discarded, because, you know, they're garbage hounds. Are you seeing a rise in that as well?
We really are. You know, I think this is happening across the country. I think, you know, it certainly has started happening in states where there were early legalization process of cannabis and hemp products and marijuana products certainly changed the availability of these products. And unfortunately, what that meant is they were also left out on counters, in pockets more often, just in the house, in areas where, you are correctly said, dogs, not cats, are getting into them more. So there is a real risk there of dogs becoming intoxicated with these products. And remember that for the most part, dogs are not human-sized. There are some exceptions, but for the most part, dogs are smaller creatures, so we can have dose problems with them. They can just get too much for their size and have some pretty interesting and bizarre side effects from them. I will say sometimes it's hard to figure out what's going on with them because not every dog reacts the same way, and not every cannabis product is created the same way. Not all of them have the same concentration. Some of them have additional CBD components. Some of them contain artificial sweeteners that are toxic and dangerous as well. And chocolate is a big component of them as well. Yeah.
So what are some of the symptoms? Like, what if, you know, if somebody saw their dog sick, maybe they're not aware that it got into their weed.
Exactly. So I will say this. If you think it's a possibility, you know, if you're like, my dog is acting strange, there is a possibility. First and foremost, don't be afraid to tell us as veterinarians. We're not, even before it was legal in the state of Illinois, we are not here. I have bigger things to do. I am not calling the cops. It's not an animal abuse situation. Dogs get into silly things all the time. And having that information or just knowing that it's possible really helps us direct our care. Because these dogs come in and they can be acting super strange. First of all, they act real stumbly. They can be very sedate. Some dogs are not sedate, though. They're actually kind of, for lack of a better word, confused. And they can be super kind of frantic, disoriented, wandering around. The dead giveaway for me, is always that many of them, not all of them, but many of them will start dribbling urine. So they'll be standing there in your house, like trying to fall over, and all of a sudden you'll see them and you'll be like, did my otherwise well-trained adult dog just pee in the middle of the living room? What's going on? So the good news is that over-the-counter drug tests that they use to test people can pick up the presence of marijuana in your dog system. And it can also help us as veterinarians rule out other toxic substances that may be at play, too. So you can pick one of those up on your way to the emergency to make sure that we're dealing with the right thing. Because the interesting thing is that most of the time, most marijuana products are going to pass through a dog relatively quickly. They're going to need a little supportive care, maybe some rehydration, occasionally some medications for just tremors or very rarely seizures, but those things are not permanent. They usually don't cause any lasting damage, but they can be really difficult for a dog to manage.
Just poor babies. I can't even imagine the poor babies. Yeah. And I had read that, you know, these vets in Washington State literally had to save the life of someone's pet ferret. So it's not just dogs. Yes, cats are more discerning, but there are other animals you might have in your house that would certainly get into that.
Absolutely. And ferrets are worse. I mean, ferrets make dogs look discerning with food. They will put anything in their mouth to try it.
That's awesome.
And this poor ferret, Lisa sent me this. It got 3 gummies.
Oh,
there's no, I mean, ferrets are tiny. So you can imagine that is just a massive overdose for an animal that small. So it had pretty severe symptoms. They were able to save it. It was great news. It's a good story. But yeah, keep an eye on those products. Keep them out of the reach of children and pets.
Dr. Dana Varble is with us. She's always lovely enough to, she's lovely, but she's kind enough to take your questions. So if you have one of those, 312-981-7200, Mary checks on traffic. And we're also going to talk about those dangerous, toxic items around your Thanksgiving table that your animals might get into. This one made me giggle. My 95-year-old mother-in-law, who weighs 100 pounds, went into her daughter's purse and ate 6 gummies. So, dear God, people.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only do you have to protect the animals and the children, you need to protect Grandma because she doesn't know and she thinks that's candy. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot imagine explaining that to a dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Dana Varble is with us, Chicago's exotic pet vet. Wow, I didn't see that one coming. Another question for you.
That's a wild one.
Yeah. Do rabbits make good pets? Someone wants to know if they can be trained to use the litter box.
Absolutely. So this is, you know, this is what we do at Chicago Exotics. We do a lot of work with rabbits. And the reason we do so much work with rabbits is because they're actually really good pets. So they live an average of 8 to 12 years, but it is not unusual with good care for them to live even beyond that. Like dogs and cats, they do have to be spayed and neutered, and there are some vaccines that we recommend for them as well. But the great thing about rabbits is most of us, especially around Chicago, keep rabbits as indoor pets. And yes, they can absolutely be litter box trained. In fact, some of my rabbit owners know something's wrong with their pet, specifically because, again, of a change in litter box behavior, very similar to a cat. So it is something where they are actually, they can be very clean. They're typically very neat. They do a lot of grooming of themselves, just like cats. And they can absolutely be trained to use a litter box. Yeah.
And may I say, there are plenty of rabbit rescues in Chicagoland. So don't order one online. Don't just rescue one, because a lot of people have been forced to give them up.
Yes, it's very true. And it's, again, those, just like other rescue animals, it's sometimes nice, especially at your first one, to get a rabbit that's a little bit older, maybe already has some training. You can talk to the rescues, again, just like dogs and cats. What is this rabbit like? What are its activities levels? How much attention do they need? So you can really choose one, again, that kind of fits your house, just like a dog or cat.
Great. Wonderful. What should we be worried about on a Thanksgiving table? Obviously, any kind of bones from the turkey would be detrimental for your dog, but is there anything else?
Absolutely. Yeah, so the things that stand out to me, the things we see every year in the emergency room afterwards, are dogs that get into the garbage. So we call it garbage gut for a reason. And yeah, typically in there's turkey skin, turkey bones, all of the fat, the drippings that smell amazing to dogs, but again, are not good for their stomachs, not good for their GI systems. Be careful of surprise raisins. I always find this is shocking. So many recipes have raisins or raisin bread in them, including stuffing. And remember, raisins are toxic to dogs. Keep an eye out for chocolate in those desserts. Two more things I think that are lesser known. Corn cobs do not break down. Dogs will eat corn. They will eat the cob, and the cob is a very frequent cause of obstructions in dogs this time of year. They don't break down in a dog's stomach, and they can get stuck in their intestines. And believe it or not, they are a nightmare for us as veterinarians because they cause a lot of damage. So make sure those things go right out to the trash. But the other one that's really sneaky is yeast dough. Remember, as it's fermenting, it produces alcohol. Oh. And we will have some very intoxicated dogs who have eaten a whole big ball of yeast dough. So watch out for that one.
Oh, my gosh. That's everybody. Right, because it's just, it's on the counter. You've got it in a bowl mm-hmm. with maybe just a damp towel over it. Well, it's, you know, there to start making biscuits or something. Interesting.
Yeah. It surprises everyone. They're like, it's just dough. Why is my dog acting drunk? Because they're drunk, actually. Very drunk. It could cause a lot of problems. So, yeah, keep that stuff tucked away from your pets this holiday.
Okay, now I'm feeling nervous about asking this question, but I will admit my pig has consumed corn cobs, fresh ones. Is that a danger for her as well?
So pigs are so different than dogs. Yeah, because one, they're much more likely to chew up the cobs. So just because of their nature, they tend to, do you remember, pigs are more omnivores, whereas dogs really are still carnivores. And we've all seen our dogs eat, right? Like, they just gulp things down. The more delicious an item is, the less likely a dog is to significantly chew it. Whereas pigs tend to be more grazers. They tend to eat more plant material in their diet. And they actually just tend to be better at, as strange as this sounds, chewing things up. So corn cobs for pigs shouldn't be the bulk of their diet, but it's probably not going to cause the same problems that we see in dogs.
You know what it is? It's summer. I have a fresh corn. It's not cooked. And I go to let her eat a little. And, you know, she weighs 150 pounds. So pretty soon she has the whole thing. And I'm like, you never want to put your hand near a pig's mouth. Because let me tell you, their teeth are like razors. Okay.
Yes, they are. It surprises people at times. But they can do a lot of damage with those teeth.
They really can. Here's a wild question. At first, I thought, is it true? But this person texts a lot, so I trust what they're saying is true. My dad passed away. I got his dog. My mom didn't want to be reminded of my dad. I know my dad was an alcoholic, and his dog Buddy was an alcoholic with him. They would drink Killian's Red and Jägermeister and just slowly... Should I just slowly cut back? I mean, I don't give the dog any more alcohol. Should I just cut him off cold turkey? I don't know what to do. Buddy is a great dog. And you know, he's a mixed breed German Shepherd Pit Bull.
Oh, goodness. He's a wonderful dog, actually. You know, you hear this from time to time because, unfortunately, our dogs live with people and people are imperfect and have our vices and bad habits. So believe it or not, this is something that we see occasionally. The good news is withdrawal symptoms in dogs are going to be pretty minimal. So, but the damage from alcohol is very similar. We can see liver problems with it. We can see dependency. We can see kidney problems, heart problems. The list goes on and on. So even though you might see some GI upset, my gut instinct is to say, let's go cold turkey.
Okay.
I doubt the dog is getting as much as the human. That's usually the case. But go cold turkey. Keep a very close eye out for GI symptoms. Let your vet know that that's what's happening. And I would bet in a very short period of time, you're going to be able to reverse that and have a dog that's actually living a much healthier life. Good luck.
And one last comment on the text line. They said, please tell her thank you because my parakeet had a sinus infection and your office was amazing.
Oh, that's great to hear. I will let them know as well. We love to hear our clients that have had success and that their pets are feeling better. It just makes our day brighter.
Thank you so much for joining us and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a safe holiday with you and your pets.
That's Dr. Dana Varbal. She is the Chief Veterinary Officer for the North American Veterinary Community, and she is with Chicago's Exotic Pets. Chicago Exotic Pet Vet.